Medibank is celebrating all of the weird and wonderful ways Australians live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find out more.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
That it is. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, happy Monday. Yeah, great. Happy Monday. I just had Linner. So people need to know I had Linner, which is a combination of lunch and dinner. I rang my wife and said, I've had Linner. What are you talking about? I said, I had Linner. Stand down.
Don't know, man. I don't know.
She's
like,
going to stand down anyway.
Linner's not going to
probably get stood up.
What's wrong with Linner?
Nothing's wrong with Linner. I'm just saying, like,
if you're going to go two meals, do you go to Linner? Do you throw Linner in there? I don't know.
Dunch. It's better than Dunch.
What's Dunch?
Dinner and lunch.
Yeah, right. Well, Linner is Dunch.
Yeah, what sounds better?
No, but I mean, I could have gone brunch.
I've always hated that.
You hated brunch.
It's breakfast.
No, but if you're not going to have lunch.
No.
You're better off having brunch or Linner. I've gone Linner. I had breakfast and Linner. So, and that's
so
it for me.
You won't eat again today?
No, I'm done today. I'm done. I'm on a fitness campaign like our man Jackie, who wouldn't have any chips. Didn't have a chip, Jack.
Nah. Got some COVID kilos
you had
to
one.
Get rid of.
Even this guy.
I had a chip, man.
You're crazy. It's
full on.
A big one or a little? Nah, you had a little tiny small. One, yeah? Yeah?
It's full on, man. I'm on a bit of a high.
Good. I'm on a high because Abby Coleman's on the show soon. What a superstar she is.
From friends at B105. She's on Having Been Paying Attention Tonight. And tell you what, her husband's had to have surgery to, anyway.
We'll find out why he had to have surgery when we confront her.
Si, senor.
In about 20 minutes. Also, Junior MasterChef kicked off last night. Had the three kids watching it. And what one young man said was just shocked me about what he eats twice a week.
Yeah.
Twice a week he eats it.
Linner.
Crazy. It wasn't Linner. It was an actual meal. So we'll get to him. Philo's his name, I believe. Was it Philo?
What?
Philo?
Philo.
Philo like the pastry. Is
Philo.
It?
Philo.
Philo.
Philo like the pastry.
Philo like the pastry.
His name's Philo. I like that.
What is it, Philo pastry wrong?
It's Philo pastry.
Is it Philo? You're the one who said last week said, what did you say?
I don't know. You're telling the story.
No, you said something about tortilla. You said tortilla.
I was fixing your mistake.
You said tortilla last week.
I said tortilla.
You were saying tortilla.
You guys both said
and
it.
I followed your lead and I look like a fool.
Big time.
Tortilla. But when we come back.
Speaking of tough things to pronounce.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you spell love? I spell it B-E-R-E-J-I-K-L-I-A-N.
Meridiglian.
Yeah, the Premier of New South Wales is in hot water today because the relationship has been exposed.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Now, state premiers have done a lot of press conferences over the last few months.
Oh, it's cray-cray. But Gladys Berejiklian, she has come over the top of the Victorian Premier. He was in hot water, and then they just cut to Gladys.
Yep.
Gladys at the ICAC hearing.
Hold my beer.
Watch this. Yeah. Watch this, Dan. I'm Gladys, and I have a story to tell. So she's at the ICAC, which is
the Independent Commission Against Corruption.
Right. And
every couple of weeks in New South Wales. Every couple of weeks.
All right.
Get an ICAC.
And then the name Daryl Maguire comes up.
D-Mac. What have you been up to?
Dazzler, I call him.
Oh, do you do the Dazzler?
No, it's not D-Mac. He's not. Oh, no, it is. No, it's not. Because it's not Maguire, it's Maguire.
Yeah, D-Mag.
Are we sure it's Maguire?
Maguire.
M-A-G-U-I-R-E.
That's Maguire.
I know, but it's not M-C-G-U-I-R-E.
No. It's a lot of typos from our producers, if that's the case. And I'm assuming it's cut and paste.
All right. So, anyway.
With some highlighting.
Her relationship with Daryl has been exposed by ICAC today.
What?
She had this to say.
Mr. Maguire was a colleague of 15 years. He was someone that I trusted. He was a trusted colleague. And that developed into a close personal relationship.
Very close. From 2015 to a month ago.
What happened?
Basically, around her birthday?
Yeah, 22nd of September is her birthday. She's 50.
So
years old?
Did she end it then? I don't know.
I don't think we can speculate. The ICAC didn't go, what happened on your birthday? The ICAC didn't do that. They could do it tomorrow, but they didn't do it today.
Yeah, well, was that a month ago? It's about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, does it matter when it ended to you?
No, I don't. It doesn't. None of it matters to me, but, I mean, Dazza has, you know, he's a former MP. I don't want to talk too much about him because I don't know a lot about him.
I can tell you one thing.
What? Batting above his average.
Yeah.
Hey, that much.
Yeah. Tell you one thing, late
very
night,
lucky just, to get colitis.
Yeah, oof, tell you what, Dazza.
So, but as far as we know, neither of them had a partner, is that fair to say?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what's the problem?
I don't have one.
Well, I think partly...
Oh, does ICAC? They've often got a problem with this type of thing.
Yeah, they're worried often about not conflict of interest.
Can I tell you something about ICAC? They don't love office romance. The real party poopers, the old ICAC.
Yeah, all right. There was one telephone call where Mr. Maguire told Gladys the deal was done, and she replied saying, "I don't need to know about that bit." So there's stuff that she didn't need to know about because
what
she
was the deal?
I don't know what the deal was.
Well, I didn't need to know either. I don't want to get implied. I don't want to cop any ICAC.
No, we can't cop any ICAC because we're not in power. So ICAC's for people in power.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yes.
I imagine.
Independent Commission Against Corruption. You need power to be corrupted.
Yeah. So,
what's your problem with this?
Well, I don't have a problem with it, but it's the talk of the nation.
Mm.
What's been going on? How long has it been kept secret? It makes us think
years.
Of this song.
Never heard of this song. Well, what song is it? I've never heard this. It like, feels very like noughties rock.
All American Rejects.
Have you ever had a secret relationship?
Si, senor.
Who
of course
with?
I have.
Well, good. I want to hear about it. Who have you had a secret relationship with?
A couple over the years, work colleagues.
Oh, yeah, work colleagues. Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
A few work colleagues over the years.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I tell you what you do. Rock up Monday. All good.
But they didn't stay secret, did they? Because people found out.
I tell you and then everybody finds out.
Not everyone, mate. I was the last to know.
Happened a couple of times. Whatevs.
We want to hear from people who've had secret relationships. Jack, you must have, surely.
I have.
Non-stop.
God, not non-stop.
My life is unbelievable.
Once.
You need to put out your own bloody tell-all, finding out what
heavily
went on.
Heavily redacted.
Careful.
Cops in my cack.
13, 10,
careful.
No,
I don't. What happens here? When the microphone's off, that's rubbish, mate. You better not be recording anything I say off air.
Mike's always recording.
No.
13, 10, 60.
Who was
secret relationships?
Who's had a secret relationship?
Yeah. And how? Nah. Just, it can be anonymous. It can be over now. Who had a secret relationship?
13, 1060.
Offer prizes for people who call us.
Get some ICAC.
Husey and Ed.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has revealed today, or it's been revealed at the ICAC inquiry, that she's been in a long-term relationship with former MP Daryl Maguire.
Yeah.
Why is Daryl famous? Because he resigned in 2018 after he admitted to a separate ICAC inquiry that he sought payment over a property deal.
This is New South Wales politics, yeah?
So he's been,
come on.
People have had it in
Tell
for
us something
Dazza,
we don't know.
Former member for Wagga Wagga.
Okay, that's fresh.
Anyway, those two have been going steady for a while. It only ended... Real soon.
Real
some
recent.
Say it,
real
some,
re, real
it ended,
recent.
You know, and it what, ending what, might have something to do with ICAC.
You're a
ICAC
scumbag.
ICAC might have ended
You're
it.
A scumbag. No, I won't have
not
that.
Not a scumbag. It's I'm a telling computer, you the word.
It's a pure coincidence.
No.
You want to work in New South Wales politics, you're going to cop some ICAC.
Yeah, well, look, people are thinking, you know, they're not happy about the situation.
I don't like it.
I'm
fine
for
with
people
it.
Having a good
I'm
time.
I'm fine with it.
You know, and I, you know, so... Anyway, he might have had some debt, but she didn't even know about the debt. She's nothing. Yeah,
no one would know. People wouldn't know if you had
she
debt.
She said, I'm an independent woman
exactly.
who is proud of her independence,
exactly.
and anybody else's finances would be completely immaterial to me.
Let me ask you something. I mean, you could have millions in debt and Holly wouldn't know.
I don't. Yeah, I don't like debt. I'm not a debt guy.
No, you're not. You're an earnings guy. You're an earnings cash sort of guy. Cash under the table.
No,
keep it moving.
No,
ICAC,
pay your fair share, mate.
Here.
Pay your
I
fair
know,
share.
I know.
Because
in
you're
the Cayman Islands.
No, I don't have any.
Grab a double Irish accounting system.
I haven't. I've,
do you
have
a double Irish?
I've got no idea how to do any of that.
Do you have a double Irish?
No.
Okay.
I don't have.
Well, you need one.
All my accountants are so honest. It's just
That's
annoying.
Stupid.
It's like,
That's
what's
so
the point
dumb.
Of you?
You're an idiot.
Why am I paying you?
Why
you're just going to be honest. No, they're honest. But you know what? You've already told us you've had many secret relationships.
Yes.
I can't think of any. Which is disappointing. I'm not going to lie.
You've really let the team
Maybe
down.
Is there anything in my
There's
past?
There's nothing.
No, I can't think of one.
Present?
I once kissed the girl from the delicatessen at Woolies. So, yeah.
Were you a customer?
No, I was the trolley boy. She was the...
Oh, this is hot.
Yeah, I might have got a couple of, you know, free chickens.
Okay.
Free half chickens.
Jeez, that was close. Mm. Okay.
But Sarah, you... Oh, there's another supermarket-related story. I didn't know that. But Sarah, what's your story?
So a few years ago, I used to work at Aldi, and I was working there for a few months, maybe three or four, before my manager and I got into a relationship.
No.
Yeah. So at Aldi, you're not allowed to like be at the same store, so we didn't want to tell anyone. Mm. We started telling everyone over a year later because I fell pregnant.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have his baby.
Sarah, yeah. That's how it's. If I was to get a job at Aldi, I'm not allowed to pick up or go out with anyone else that works at the same store?
It's crazy.
Correct. It's a conflict of interest.
Why is it a conflict
of interest?
Well, because she was his manager and he
might...
Other way around.
He was your manager. Sorry. Sorry for me thinking you were the manager. Sorry.
It's all right. I got to management quite quickly.
Of course she did, mate.
Yeah, what is it,
I knew that.
Sarah can't be a manager?
I said she was the manager. But
good on you, Sarah.
If he's her manager, he might give her a few extra shifts.
Yeah, all right. So
you know
what?
And she gets the plum... time and a half shifts.
Yeah, she gets the special buys before everybody else. I'm fine with that too.
Jane, what this resonates with you, doesn't it, Jane?
Yes, it does.
What's going on?
What happened?
I've been in a secret relationship with my boss for about 2.5 years now.
Whoa, yeah. That's a fair while, Jane.
And why? Yeah. Was it a LD situation where you weren't allowed, or why did you have to keep it secret?
Well, it was secret in that he had a partner and I had a partner, but yes, also working underneath him. Conflict of interest.
And when did you go? When did it all go public? When did it? You know, you just.
It's not.
No, still not. Okay, but you've broken up. You're both broken up with your partners.
Yeah.
Okay, who broke up with their partner first? Jane?
Me.
Yeah, Jane.
You did the
Everyone
right thing.
That.
How long did he take after you'd broken up with your partner and you're going, hang on, mate, I've done it, you've got to do it?
I'd say probably like 2 months later.
Yeah,
it's a fair while. Jane, what industry?
Construction.
It's hot.
Yeah, hard hat situation.
I would have thought the office. I would have thought Jane was a manager.
Oh, I think the managers wear hard hats in construction, mate. I don't know if you've been on a work site lately.
No, I haven't.
But the managers put the hard hats on.
What construction site have you been on? Your blockhouse? It's already built for you, mate.
Construction. Scotty Cam has always got a hard hat
on,
mate. He would occasionally have a hard hat on. He's always have a hard hat. Have his own hard hat.
All right. We're going to give everyone tortilla.
Tortilla? Did you say tortilla?
You've messed me up now because you started it.
Tortilla, mate. Old El Paso. Tortilla pack.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
I'll give a shout out to Hugh Jackman. It's his birthday today, so.
52?
Don't know how old Hugh is. Can we
If I've got that, I'll be wrapped.
Mate, forever young, Hugh Jackman.
What's your favourite Hugh Jackman film?
Wolverine. One of the Wolverines. What a franchise. Just knocked it out of the park.
Whoa, whoa, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to, have you been paying attention?
Well done.
Which is on tonight, and Abbie Coleman, you are front and centre, and welcome to our show.
Thank you. So smooth, Husey. I'm actually waiting for you to go back on the show, but once your facelift clears up, you can probably go back.
They know that I'm always ready to come back.
Pour up.
It's blocked me from going on the show. So disappointing, but, you know, I just got to live with it. You know?
Yeah.
Not
easy. Well, it's perfect time to get some work done, isn't it, when you're in lockdown? So good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it has come good, my face, too.
Yeah, honestly, by the minute, it's looking better. Yeah. You've got your colour back. Your colour was already red, but it's a slightly...
Yeah, I'm going to stay
out of
the sun.
I'll be honest, I think it's looking good.
Yeah, it looks great.
Do you stay out of the sun, Abbie? I mean, you're Queensland's favourite daughter. Do you stay out of the sun?
Well, I do only for wrinkles, so that's the only reason I stay out of the sun. So I tan elsewhere, but the face I normally keep out of the sun, But there you go.
Interesting. Yeah, I like it. It's a good...
Also, she's South Australia's favourite daughter who moved to Queensland.
Yeah, well, right now. She loves
lived in Sydney. I'm everywhere.
I know that.
Used to dance,
love the state you're in.
She used to dance on a podium in a nightclub for a job.
Did not know that, Abby. Do you ever go back to nightclubs and just get up on the podium and give him a freebie every now and again?
How old was Hugh Jackman? Can we go back to that?
Yeah, well, how old is Sasha? How old's Hugh Jackman?
52.
Oh, 52. Oh, well done.
Ed was spot on there.
Yeah.
Now, look, Abby, we hear you're brilliant on tonight's show. It's on after Junior MasterChef. People don't forget that.
See.
Watch the kids cook and then see what they're cooking on. Have you been paying attention?
Righto.
But Abby, Ed told me something about your husband. Ed, are you going to get... She may not want to talk about this on air.
Bad luck. Play the sound effect.
I did talk about it on the show.
Not in the afternoon. She might want to talk about it.
Come on, Abby. Just go with it, mate.
She might not want to talk about it on the TV.
So, Abby, what your husband...
Might have been cut out. Exactly. I don't know what's
going on, Abby. Go with it, mate. Go with it. What surgery has your husband been forced to have?
I booked him in. See, he always says that he can't hear the kids in the middle of the night. And I was like, that's bollocks. You can definitely hear them. Like, they're screaming. And he goes, no, I can't hear them.
Oh, I know what it's like. I think that some people have a more attuned hearing to that sort of thing than others. And that's...
All right. Well, that's what you told your wife. But I was like, why don't we do a hearing test and we'll see. If you honestly can't hear, I'll get up. I understand. But I think you're just pretending that you're asleep.
Yeah.
So I booked him in to get a hearing test. And he's 100% right. His ear's completely blocked. He's got surfer's ear. So the bone has grown over and he couldn't hear a single thing. He didn't want to tell me because he likes driving and he likes me to be in the passenger seat. And when we're doing that, can't hear a single thing.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this before? I've never heard of
surfing. Because my father-in-law had this as well. Anyone who surfs, they often get cold water. Cold water. Thank you, Ab.
Yeah.
It's your body's way of protecting itself.
It's de-evolution,
Ab. Evolution.
Yeah, it's de-evolution. Because we used to be in the water and so you're actually regressing.
I've got the eye equivalent of that, where you looked at the sun too much and your eyes start. I've got something.
What? Yeah. Yes.
What are they called?
It starts growing over. Well, I'm not a doctor. I can't name all of them.
It's a pterygia.
A what?
That's right. Pterygia.
Yeah, and that
is
also. Surfers get that as well. So surfers can go blind and deaf, basically. So is his hearing better now? Is it fixed it?
Well, he's not happy. I booked him for the surgery. I actually felt bad because it's called an exotose or something. I don't know. But when I filled out the hospital forms, I'm so dyslexic and autocorrect that I just put exorcist. And the nurse gave me a call. I'm like, I don't
get
think
the
so
demon
much.
Out.
I don't know. But I booked him in.
Yeah.
And now he can hear me completely.
Same.
I don't think he's happy. No. He's like, it was a blessing in disguise to have the bone over.
Yeah.
Good excuse.
Oh. But I mean, he should want to hear you because, you know, you're hearable. You know what I mean?
That is the nicest thing
you've
said.
Thank you so much. All right. Really
you can hear and see Abby tonight.
That is beautiful.
Have you been paying attention on Channel 10 after the kids cooking on MasterChef?
Good on you, Abby.
Thanks for hanging around with us.
Bye. Love you guys.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Yeah, hanging out with you this afternoon. Got an impromptu game. Husey just discovered a check in his pocket.
Yeah. I did discover a check in. And checks are so old school that you just don't. Yeah.
It was weird. You just opened it. You went, oh, it's a check. So we're going to play Guess the Amount. If you can guess the amount that's on Husey's check that he's just found in his pocket. Now, I have promised that I will not say, I'm not giving the amount away. You will win a prize for getting closest.
Closest to the pin wins a prize. I was surprised by the amount on the check.
13, 10, 60.
The check was
made out to me. Okay. I tell you where it was from yet, or will we save that till we come back?
I think we can know where it's from.
I thought it was going to be like a Medicare...
Your rebate, refund,
Love Medicare,
same
by me. The way.
Best.
Great job.
Yes, Amy.
They're our sponsor.
Don't you mean Medibank?
No, Medibank.
Medibank.
I like Medibank.
I am with Medibank. I absolutely used it today.
I used it today. My own Medibank membership I used today.
I get Medibank checks.
I know you do.
I do. I thought it was one of those, but it isn't.
That's
for Medibank. I am with Medibank.
So am I. Stop saying it. We all are. God help me. Just tell us where it's from.
All right, I'll tell you where it's from. It's exotic, actually. Performers' Rights Society, 625 Church Street, Toronto, Ontario.
Just tell people. So that would be for...
The Comedy Festival.
No, Montreal, the television program of Montreal. It would be your slice of the rights from that.
ACTRA Performers' Rights Society claims trust account.
Yeah, there you go.
So
that gives you some context. 13, 10, 60. How much is on Husey's check from a Canadian performer's rights?
Where has this check been?
It's very crumpled.
Canada.
I know that, but the date, it's from a year ago.
Husey and Ed.
Playing an impromptu game of higher or lower. Guess the check. Husey found one in his pocket.
I did. From the, from the Royal Bank of Canada.
Wow.
Toronto.
Now,
I don't know whether it's Canadian dollars or Australian dollars.
Yeah, fair enough. But how long since you've worn them chinos?
No, I picked this piece of paper up, I think, today. I just put the chinos in.
Where was the piece of paper?
It was on I didn't look at the piece of paper, but it was around the house. I can't remember where it was, but it was somewhere
in
the house.
You could have chucked that out.
Yeah, if you were cleaning out your pocket, it might be something. I thought it might be a rebate.
Okay.
So, that's why I picked it up. But then I just opened it up now, and I'm surprised.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to check.
Closer's going to win. I'm not allowed to give the money away. That's on the check. So let's start. Who's our first guesser? Is Kat. Hi, Kat.
G'day. How's it going?
Oh, good. Guess the check.
$17.32.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that, Kat, because I have got checks that small before. Sometimes you get like
I got $4 once.
Yeah. So royalties.
Yeah.
So
repeat. So
but it's higher than Kat. That.
Right.
Yeah. I'll go with
Who you want?
Michael?
Hi, yeah. Michael.
G'day. I think there's $2,700.
Look, I appreciate that you think that, I've earned that much money in Canada, but it isn't that much.
Lower than $2,700.
It is, yeah. So
here's Mel. Mel from Wyndham Vale. Guess the check, Mel. We're talking Canada.
Hi, I would say $760.
Good amount.
Yeah, that'd be a solid check, wouldn't it?
Go on.
One you'd want to lose, but no, more than that.
Jill's here. Hi, Jill.
I don't know I've done the Montreal Comedy Festival a number of times. I don't know whether this is a cumulative check or not.
All right, Jill, guess the check. Canada.
I'm guessing $1,575.
We're going to... Oh, God, now I have to work out if that's closest. is that closer than the last one? I don't know. No, lower than that, Jill. Sorry, Jill.
Nigel.
$1,200.
Straight to the point, Nigel.
Unless we do this all day, we're not going to. So you're the winner, mate.
Yeah, Nigel. What do we got from Canada?
$1,166.75.
What do you reckon, Nigel?
$1,200.
Yeah, now you can bargain, but he told me I'm not allowed to give the money
away.
He's
not giving that. Mate, this is ridiculous.
Can Nige have the difference? The $100. Can Nige have
You can have the $166.
Yeah. Nige, you got $166.
I'll give him $200. You got $200.
Nige, you got $200, buddy.
Worth the call, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, very worth it.
You're not over the top with excitement.
It's the Hughie and Ed catch-up.
But last night, the Hughes household, we had Junior MasterChef on, first episode.
Yes.
I know it's back tonight before your show. Have you been paying attention?
Si, señor.
Three kids and me on the couch.
Yep.
Blown away by the junior chefs and what they were cooking for their signature dishes.
Quite incredible, some of the dishes that were there.
Check out Ruby.
Okay.
It's a pumpkin and ricotta tortellini with a burnt butter and sage sauce, roasted tomatoes and a parmesan twirl.
She's 11.
Parmesan twirl.
What about Laura, 13?
So today I have made for you my winter lime granita with a white chocolate and lime zest mousse, a macadamia and ginger crumb, and a Szechuan pepper meringue shard.
I don't know what Szechuan pepper is.
my son...
Is it shaved bat?
My son was shaking. He said to me, Dad, I want these 14 people to cook for me every day. That's what he said. That's what he was inspired about. He said... I can't organise that.
Child labour, man.
They've got to go to school.
House, yeah.
They're from all over Australia.
But you could easily pay one of them to come over and cook the Hughes household. Easy, you could do that.
Tell you what. I'll tell you who blew me away. It was 12-year-old Philo when he would ask what he was going to cook.
I'm making lobster mornay.
Lobster mornay. Incredible. How often do you get to eat lobster at home?
Probably a couple of times a week.
Hang on.
Well,
did I just hear what I thought I heard?
Well, we need to ask the man himself.
Here he
Welcome
is.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hello.
Now,
congratulations, firstly. The dish, unbelievable.
Thank you.
Is it nerve-wracking being in front of and with the TV cameras on you and the pressure of the clock ticking away and the three judges yelling at you to hurry up? Is it pressure?
Yeah, it's like, it was really nervous because, I usually make dinner for my family. I just took a big amount and just put on the table. But now I gotta cook and give it to the judges and they have to judge. It was so nerve-wracking. Standing in front of the judges, I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Can I ask you?
Read their faces. Wait a second. As so they chew.
You're...
They go, mmm. Is that a good yum yum yum? Not bad yum yum yum.
Now, stop it. You're 12 years old. How old were you the first time you made dinner for your whole family?
I think I was about 7 to 8.
Yeah.
Like, I started, like, kind of, like, chopping things when I was 5.
Yeah.
Kind of right. So they trusted your parents trusted you with a knife, a sharp knife, at the age of 5. Just said, go for it, mate.
Yeah, they were always supervising me. And, like, if it got really close to my fingers, they would tell me, like, stop and show me how to do it right.
Yeah.
I gave my son some tongs the other day and he got his finger caught in them and I got in a lot of trouble at home.
Well, it's dangerous. My son, who's 11, his signature dish is eggs on toast. So
with what?
Just that's...
Szechuan?
He claimed with bacon, but I said, I've never seen you cook bacon. He said, yeah, you're right. That's a lie. But, mate, twice... Are you really eating bacon. Lobster twice a week?
Well, I love seafood. Like, when I was in Egypt, like, the sea was right next to me, and I'd go fishing every week. And
in Egypt,
yeah. When I went to Australia, I went to the Sydney fish market, and my dad was like, do you want to try lobster? Because we barely had any lobster in Egypt.
Yeah, no lobster in Egypt.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. Yeah. And I ate it, and it was
just going in and out of the phone there, mate. Could you just keep it up close to your mouth, buddy?
So, like, it was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life. And it was, like, it was so cool. It was like I was in a magical place. And the flavors were just so amazing. And I was like, how about I put a sauce on there? And then I decided to put an orange or butter sauce because they're really sweet. And kind of the sea flavor from the lobster.
Yeah.
And I figured it would match perfectly. And my dad would go get me lobster tables and he'd sometimes get me fresh lobsters. And when I was top 14 of Junior MasterChef, I was like, well, why don't I taste the judges with a full lobster mornay?
It's a thing. Can we set a challenge, please?
A challenge? Yeah, absolutely.
This week, your son, 11, get him a lobster. We'll get some of the recipe off Isla. Let's see how he goes and we'll do some Insta. Can Raph replicate any of this lobster dish?
Lobsters aren't cheap, and I feel like I'd be better off just burning a $50 note, you know what I mean?
With put some sauce on it.
All right, well, I will give that a go, buddy. But, yeah, we look forward to watching you through the series. So keep cooking up a storm.
Thank you so much.
All right, check out Junior MasterChef Australia. It continues tonight, 7:30 p.m. on 10 and the Wind Network.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
Certainly is. If you're on Husey's Instagram, you would have seen him doing a live.
I love Instagram Live. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Instagram Live. I probably should shut it off now.
Jeez, that was fun.
It's still on, though, so don't say anything. But we're broadcasting as well, so you probably shouldn't say anything you wouldn't want people to hear on the podcast, possibly, you know, which is available to download.
Get the hit app, mate.
It's free.
Absolutely free. 1974 Country Road started. I was right. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're talking about the size of my country road. I was talking about your
pant
size. My 82. We had that discussion. 82.
32.
Am I 82?
32. 82. Yeah. 82. Yeah. 82. Yeah. 82. Yeah. 82. Yeah. 82.
Yeah. Two of us in there. Big problem.
Clown pants. It'd be a real big problem. Rocking 82s, are we?
Jeez.
What am I an 82 in? No. Weight. I want to be 82 kilos.
Oh, is that your goal?
I'm 84 at the moment, so we've got a down Leroy Brown. That's why I had Lina, remember? Stick with Lina.
Mm. Can I tell you something?
What?
It is different experience talking to you with that hat on. I'm loving the hat.
What the hell is the thought process behind the hat? When we come back.
Hat. So a big...
It's all a big hour coming up.
Floppy hat with a flat, if you're wondering.
All right, it's coming up.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
If you want to see Husey's wonderful new
hat, which is, that's weird. You look like a bonnet.
I love
thing
this
on
now.
Your head
You've
now.
Gone yeah, well, full bonnet.
It's really well, weird.
You got to look like you're in Little Women.
No, Handmaidens.
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
Really?
Tale.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Fun show.
All right. Go on Husey's Instagram, search D Husey. You'll be able to see his wonderful new hat that he's wearing.
Yeah, I'm wearing the hat because it's summer and I've just had my, what do we call it? Actually, we've got the doctor who gave me the cream, which was placed on. And
placed on, rubbed on.
Weird Dr. Jeremy Banky.
Jeremy. Hi, Dr. Jeremy.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Well, he's claiming that what he's had done is chemotherapy.
Yeah, my wife said that
not
she.
Not chemotherapy.
Well, she said she Googled it and it was chemotherapy.
I didn't think so.
That's a different cream. We used the one. I think Ed knows what cream you had. He researched it well last week.
Yeah, Endo.
So it's a slightly different cream to what your wife has researched.
Based on milkweed.
But didn't I have.
Yes, it's the plant extract that we use.
Thank you.
Did I not have Picato? Did I have Picato?
Picato, yes. Yeah. The one I think your wife is thinking of is one called Effudex or 5-fluorouracil. That's
so I didn't have Effudex.
Not Effudex, no. We did something different.
Not yet.
Oh, we did Picato.
Dr. Jeremy, I think it's looking great. I honestly, in the last few hours, I could already see the green shoots, but I think this is fantastic.
Now, my face did bloat at one point,
whatever.
Dr. Jeremy. Were you worried about that if you were following me on Instagram or not?
No, I wasn't worried. I told you that you'd get a reaction, including the swelling, the redness, the scaliness. So you did everything right. So
you
it's
sure
all
did.
Part of the sun damage, and we're just a reaction with the creams with the sun damage.
Dr. Jeremy, should he have not done on Friday? Safe to say, he was not with us mentally. Should he have had a day off work?
I think Husey would have to decide on that one. I don't think I give many people medical certificates when they have this treatment. It depends
on
the person.
Dr. Okay. Jeremy, hard worker. Fine. So
that's the right attitude.
Yeah, you work, you know?
No, work-life balance.
No, work.
It's work.
Never stop working. Keep going until...
Until you drop.
You're in the ground or whatever, in the crematorium or wherever you go. Don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, my motto, Dr. Jeremy, is live fast and leave a sexy corpse.
What do you think about that, Dr. Jeremy?
I don't know how to comment on that one. I think I prefer the work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, Dr. Jeremy, some people have said it's a winter treatment and the fact that I've got it done with summer coming up, I've got to be extra careful. Do you agree?
I think usually when we treat the sunspots, it is better to treat it during the winter months. But because you disappeared on me for so many years and you're only rocked up now, I didn't want to lose the opportunity to treat you when you came. You can treat it during spring and summer. You can do those things. But I would agree, winter months are usually best while, you know, the sun isn't out.
We did it when we could. So he's gone
full,
a bonnet.
Yeah,
he's
gone
a full
covered.
Bonnet, Dr. Jeremy. It looks.
I've seen this hat.
You like it?
I wouldn't say I like it, but I think it's wonderful that he's wearing a hat.
Yeah,
he's doing the right thing.
You know what? It's
tough.
Well, no, I appreciate his honesty. You want an honest doctor, mate. You don't want anyone blowing wind up your backside.
Unless
when
that's the procedure.
Well, it could be a procedure. Have you ever put wind
that's
anywhere?
The wrong doctor to blow the wind up your backside. I'm talking to the wrong man now.
That's Dr. Chris Brown, isn't it? Bondi vet.
So I'm going to stay out of the sun as much as possible this summer. Do you agree, Dr. Jeremy?
Yes, I agree with that. You want to protect yourself. You want to wear your hat. Because otherwise all the hard work that we've done in cleaning up your sun damage is going to be a waste of time.
How long for the bonnet?
We don't want that to happen.
How long for the bonnet, Dr. Jeremy? How long? All
I'll
summer?
I'll be wearing it for most of the summer. Listen, if you can find a better looking hat,
no.
I would do that.
No, my wife has ordered a better looking hat.
No such thing.
Excellent. That so if you get a better looking hat, I think you'll be more inclined to wear it.
No, Dr. Jeremy, this thing is awesome.
We want to talk.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, and Dr. Jeremy, we'll keep in touch.
Thanks,
it won't
Jeremy.
Be another 4 years before
he wants
I see
to do
you.
His chest.
Well, I'm seeing you in a few weeks when we cut out your skin cancer.
You're
you'll be back.
Put me on the block and just carve.
Live Insta. Dr. Jeremy, can we do an Insta live?
I don't think we can.
Legally? Or what if I agree and you agree? Can't we just Insta? We're Insta living right now.
We're going to go Insta live, Dr. Jeremy. It's going to be great.
I'll let your producer work out if we can.
Yay.
I'll leave it up
there. Thank you, Dr. Jeremy. Now, we want to hear from people who never go in the sun.
Who covers? I'm very covered
up.
Who covers right up? Every time I go swimming, it's got a long sleeve rash vest on. Who is the sunnest smartest? Who covers up?
Just, you never let
your... I had a friend of mine who was an actor who would always wear big, big hats because he wanted to protect his complexion.
Yeah. Inspire Australia. We're a sunburnt country, but are you someone who stays out of the sun. No yes. one's ever applauded you before, probably. We're here to applaud you.
Yes.
Sun smart people.
In that hat's making your microphone sound weird as well. I'm going to take that off.
No way. Weird. No way.
How could a hat be making my microphone sound weird?
It's bouncing up and down.
It's bouncing up and down into the hat.
Yes. 13, 10, 60.
Keep that hat on, man. I'll soundproof that. I love the hat.
13, 10, 60. Who's avoiding the sun? Who's being sun smart? Not going anywhere near it.
Fire it.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
On 13, 10, 60. Who's covering up? Who's avoiding the sun? Husey's got a brand new hat.
I've taken off because apparently acoustically it wasn't working for the show. But I will put it on as soon as I leave.
Love the hat.
Because I'm going to say sun smart forever now.
Mate, I'm loving the hat.
Porcelain skin for the rest of my life.
Yes, like a geisha.
Yep. I'm enjoying my new skin. I mean, once
the green shoots
completely peels off.
I love it. You're like a sphinx. Your nose is almost gone.
Yeah, I know, but there's a nose underneath. There's bone.
Cartilage.
My nose stopped peeling when I was about, I reckon, 12 or 13.
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. I've just gone through so many layers, it just stopped peeling. Jay, you're someone who avoids the sun, Jay.
Yes, I do, very much so.
Give it to me, Jay. How far do you go to avoid the sun, Jay?
Like from my desk to my car, even if my car's 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away, I'll wear a scarf around my neck and a hat on.
What?
And then when I'm driving my car, I'll wear gloves.
I hadn't thought of that.
You know what, the gloves?
Hadn't thought of that.
I think the gloves might be the next level for me and I might have to start gloving up. So
you do it, your skin stays perfect.
What type of gloves do you go, Jay? Are they leather?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's what you do.
So
let's get you some leather driving gloves.
Jay, do people say that you're pale, or what do they say about your complexion?
Yes, pale. I'm pale.
And that's a compliment. You treat that as a compliment that it is for you.
I do, but I do the fake tan sometimes as well, though.
Yeah, why not?
That's all right. I know you want a photo of Jay. I know.
I don't want a photo of Jay.
You do.
Unless she wants to supply one. Jay, would you be happy to supply a photo?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Talk to our producers. Have a think about it. But Deb, you also are a cover-up type, are you?
Yeah, I have been for years.
Go on then.
Large black floppy hat.
Love it.
Large sunglasses.
Yep.
And a cotton drill shirt with long sleeves.
Oh, yeah, it's like a work shirt.
So you never we never see your forearms.
No.
Yeah, when was the last time you were sunburnt, Deb?
I thought it was when I was little.
Yeah,
I get sunburned every day. I'm outside.
I don't like that, mate.
Is it a mad big hat? Like real floppy?
It's one of those cancer care hats.
Yeah, it's proper floppy. Yeah.
Mm. And when I was wearing it once in Parramatta, this guy said to me, "Oh, I love your hat." So, all good.
Yeah, see, Deb. And there'd be other people who want to say it who don't have it.
In Parramatta, I'd love a bloke to say that to me.
Right outside Peter Wynn's school.
Love your hat. Imagine if I was wearing a mad, huge floppy hat in Parramatta and some bloke traded you, said, "Love your hat." And then I pulled up my brim.
And he said,
"Oh, my God.
What's that, you, Husey? I'm just going to go in for a kiss."
Well, did you have to not?
What an odd day. Strange day.
Now, but it'd be after COVID, though. We've got to get rid of COVID before any of that behaviour is going on.
Thank you.
Now, Fiona.
Yeah, hi.
Give us your situation.
Well, I cover up from toes to neck every day of the week, summer, autumn, winter, spring. Ooh. I even spent 6 weeks in Toowoomba wearing long pants and a long shirt every day in January.
Game. That's game. It is
January.
January is hot. Fiona?
Sunscreen every day, summer, autumn, winter, spring.
Now, I've got
very pale skin.
Yeah, I've got a question for you, though. And so you've been doing this for quite a while.
My mum actually passed away with skin cancer 5 years ago, just one little spot, and she was too scared to get it checked. And then when they said, "We're going to cut it out," she goes, no, I don't like a needle.
Goodness.
So she never got it cut out and ended up taking her life within 12 months.
I'm sorry about that, Fiona. Day. But that's good for you. You're doing what you can to stop that.
Right. Never checked beforehand until it got her, and I thought, well, that's it for me.
Well, you know what, Fiona? You saying that today, hopefully that's inspired someone that's got something to go and get it checked. Thank you for telling us that.
Absolutely.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this.
It's Husey and Ed.
The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, is coming back on our TV screens.
Oh, I'm already enjoying it. I tell you what, man, it's a game of who dis, because Celebrity Apprentice Australia, Lord Alan Sugar, is coming out from the UK.
So we don't know Lord Alan. No one in this country has any idea who that is.
No, what's his go, Jack?
You know, Shark Tank, he does over there.
Yeah, but what's his sort of, how did he get rich?
Yeah, well, what's his
I believe
his talent?
Just, he's a lot in the media, just a lot of newspaper stuff. And
Was he born a lord or was he introduced?
I don't know.
Is he charismatic?
Well. Yeah, he's quite good. He's good on TV.
Is he good on TV?
I've watched him on the British version of Shark Tank and he's good. Yeah. Bit of fun.
Nasty or like, what's his go?
No, he can be a bit nasty.
Oh, yeah, they'd want a bit of that, wouldn't they?
Yeah. No, him and Piers Morgan are always really at each other.
Yeah. God, yeah. Oh, God. He's tedious. Now,
that didn't help.
Now, hey, because Donald Trump was the original apprentice, wasn't he? Oh. He was the original guy. Donald Trump.
Yeah, celebrity. Yes, apprentice. Yes, yes. Yeah, Donald, yes. He started Amstrad, that consumer electronics company. Interesting. Whatever.
Now, in Australia, though, we've had Mark Burris, the Wizard Loans guy. Work. Wizard Home Loans?
Yeah.
The Wizard Home Loans?
No, he was Golden Brick Road. Golden Brick Road.
Who was Wizard Home
Loans? Oh, no, yeah. That's
someone else.
Yes. Who was Wizard? 131060. Who was Wizard Home Loans?
Always on TV.
Not John.
No, that's John. I'll Save You. Aussie Home Loans.
Oh, that's Aussie Home Loans.
Yeah, that's John.
131060. Who was Wizard Home Loans? They used to sponsor the New South Wales
Blues. Maybe there was no one
team.
With Wizard.
No, there was.
Was there a Wizard guy or a girl?
Wizard person.
Sasha, have you got someone involved with Wizard?
It was Mark Burris.
It was Mark Burris.
He was the Wizard, was he? Oh, the Wizard of Oz. Hence the Yellow Brick Road.
And then he went on to Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, so it went from Wizard to
Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah,
that is not the...
Did Mark Burris do Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes, 100%.
He did.
Yes,
the
first time we've tried this, it was Mark Burris.
Have we had an apprentice, the apprentice, rather than... Has it always been Celebrity Apprentice in Australia?
Don't know if we've had an apprentice.
Always just...
Don't know.
Did Donald Trump do The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice in America?
Yes,
I believe so. Yeah.
He did The Apprentice first, and you would win a job at Trump with the Trump Organization, and then did Celebrity Apprentice.
And what about Schwarzenegger took over from him?
Yeah, and it went terribly.
Nowhere.
And then Trump was tweeting, "Our worst ratings ever." It was good fun.
Listen, then Arnie wasn't happy with Trump.
No, that's when they really
fell. Focus on running the country. Yeah. Now, so people always have a crack when celebrity shows come on in this country. Go, oh, I don't know anyone. I don't know any of these
people.
I've
been through that.
Because you were on
Dancing with the Stars. I have been that person.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Is that really tall guy with the big muscles and attitude?
They didn't go with that. They just went with, tall and funny looking.
Did they?
Pink shirt. What's wrong with him? Looks like a pool waiter.
Did they say you look like Susan Boyle?
Looks like a cabana boy waiter.
Did they say you look like Susan Boyle?
No, not that point.
No, you said that about me when I came on Dancing with the Stars to do you a favour. Remember that?
I plugged your TV show once. Ooh. Then they plugged it. It was two full-on plugs. I'm going to call it one all. Let's have a game of who dis. People can play along at home. This is one of the cast members.
I'm Italian. I breathe and I put on weight.
Well, you know what? You haven't breathed for a while.
It's Kalea. Anthony Kalea.
He's
going
to be a ripper. Can't wait to see what
he
gets up to.
What's his business acumen, though?
Real loose. Give him a few wines and he will go nuts on that show.
Give you a few wines.
No, they need to get him charged.
Who dis?
Say, why am I so red? I surfed for about 8 hours yesterday straight. Like, actually, no. I got out twice and had like 2 half-an-hour breaks, but 8 hours straight in the water because the surf was pumping at home.
Now, I see a photo of the cast, and he's the guy with the blonde hair. I don't know who that is, though.
Yeah, he's everyone's favourite professional surfer and Instagrammer, Alex Hayes.
I look forward to getting to know him.
There is no way I would have thought I was going to be a fashion designer. I wanted to be an actress or a dancer, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I did ballet from the age of 3.
No, that's a complete blank.
Camilla Franks.
Which one is she in the photo?
Front and centre, the most elaborately dressed.
Oh, in the British sort of dress. It's got a British Union Jack.
Union Jack. Who this?
On her chest.
I came back to right some wrongs, to get the people out of this game that blindsided me last time and end up being the sole survivor.
Nah, don't know who that is. Someone from Survivor, I imagine. Who is it?
That's a guy.
Do you know who
David?
It is?
Oh, David Geenads.
Yeah.
That's David Geenads.
I'm not au fait with his...
Yeah, he won Australian Survivor.
Repertoire. Did he?
Yeah, on Channel 10.
Well, he's a winner.
He won on Channel 10, your network.
Mate, I can't watch everything. Watch Junior MasterChef. Watch your show.
Yeah, like me. Do you do three-way frisks?
You need to zip it.
Yeah, I reckon that's one of the guys from Fat Pizza.
That's a good... Rob Shahady, very funny guy.
Yeah, big guy.
Yeah, very nice, fun guy.
I look forward to his shenanigans. That'd be good.
He and I once hang out with Terry Lamb, with Bar Lamb. Deal with that. Who dis?
One thing, renovating is so huge. People love it. It's adventure.
That's Shayna Blaze.
Last one, who dis?
I'm on the barbie. T-bone, corn, broccolini. It's good. You know, it's really ready.
Someone from MasterChef, or might be generals. Who is it?
You know who that is.
Michelle Bridges.
Right, yep. Yeah, I know her. I know Michelle Bridges. She's the most recognisable. The voice has got me there for a
while. Most recognisable.
Oh, Ross Noble.
Yeah,
friend of his. Yeah, can't wait to see Ross.
Husey and Ed.
Yes, hanging out with you all thanks to our mates at Medibank. Live better with Medibank. And if you go to huseyanded.com.au/win and tell us what living better means to you, you could score yourself a $500 Live Nation voucher.
Weird and wonderful ways we can boost our well-being.
And what about the benefits of meditating to heavy metal music?
Which someone is doing. Well, hopefully we're going to be able to speak to them. You've got to do what it is for, like, you today. Yeah. Floppy hat. Never felt better.
Honestly, this floppy hat decision.
I know it is. You've honestly brightened up. You like the girls in the band Girlfriend from the 90s. Floppy hats, never been happier. Actually, Dark Web Ben, if you could please Photoshop Husey and his floppy hat into the girl band Girlfriend, the Australian girl band Girlfriend from the 90s, that would really help me out.
Every time I wear this hat, it's just to be, I'm going to pick up the brim and go, yep. Yep. You've heard the voice. Now see the face. But only.
Oh, that's excellent.
Only.
You see a new catchphrase right there.
Now see the face.
And they'll. What face will they see?
A fresh new one. Mm.
Yeah, with no sunspots. Medi.
$500 Live Nation voucher. Love it. Good on you, Medibank. Love it.
Live better with Medibank.
Mm.
Coming up next. Ed's not going to do what normal people do and say, hey, here's what you should watch. He's going to say what you shouldn't watch.
Yeah, I've been put through hell at home.
Yeah, right.
The thing my wife's watching, it's unwatchable.
Shows to avoid.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
So you want to tell people what not to watch.
Yeah, this is a new service that I'm providing called What Not to Watch. And today, it's What Not to Watch, and it's this.
Emily Cooper.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Has anyone noticed this is a very dysfunctional workplace?
I think you're the one bringing the drama.
Yo!
What is it?
It's called Emily in Paris.
I've heard talk of it. I've seen it.
Anyone's got another show, 131060, that is What Not to Watch, please let us know. Any show you like, something that's just driving you crazy.
We'll give prizes for someone who will quickly call us and tell us a show not to watch. It cannot be any of the shows that we have appeared in.
No,
it can't be Husey Having a Problem.
No,
can't be Having Been Paying attention. Can't be Masked Singer.
Can be Dancing with the Stars.
It can't be Dancing with the Stars. No, it can't.
131060, a show not to watch.
Look,
anything that you say, don't watch.
Here we go. This is what's going to happen to, and I'm going to say it, men all around the country, because it's already happening. Is that your lovely partner slash wife slash girlfriend slash bit on the side is going to be on the couch or whatever it is that they sit on, and they're going to put on the Netflix and they go, oh, I've heard this is good, and they're going to attempt to
Can I just pull you up there? If it's your bit on the side, I don't think you're not sitting down watching, you know, you're not deep diving, you know,
with
streaming
your side
services.
Piece?
No.
Oh, a lot of people
it's
would
a
be
waste of time.
A lot of people.
Time is money, obviously, in that situation.
Yeah, but it's Netflix and chill.
So no, it's not Netflix and chill, mate. It's on the side. It shouldn't be happening at all. So it's got to happen very quickly. You've got to get back to your actual life and hope that your loved ones don't find out what a terrible person you are. Just be honest in your relationship.
Hmm?
That's what I'll say, but let's get back to your show.
Righto. So you're hanging out with your side piece and they're like, let's put this on, Emily in Paris. Run. Don't walk. It is the worst piece of crap. That has been. Now, Netflix is just trying to do as many shows as they possibly can, and they don't care how good or bad they are. They just want to put them on so that you stay on Netflix. A girl gets a job, right? She's American, and she gets a job in Paris at a social media agency. And when she gets there, everyone's like, Emily, you don't know anything about Paris. And she's like, oh, shut up. And then
is
she goes.
Subtitle?
Like, basically. Sash, it's awful, isn't it?
I spent all of last weekend watching it.
Why?
Oh, well, it's just one last thing going.
I heard
going.
It's bad. It's awful.
I know,
everyone in Paris is upset because it's a bad portrayal of them.
But the clothes are good.
So what? Just
romance.
Google clothes.
Right, so we're off that. Right,
just
she's
Google
honest.
Clothes.
I'm going to watch it now.
No, it's just.
So is it so bad it's good?
No.
That's what I heard about that show. It's so bad, it's good.
It's so bad, it's bad. It's putrid.
Right, well, that's one.
Here we go.
Emily in Paris. Gemma, what do you got for us?
So the bolt type on stand.
What is that?
It's pretty much like that, but yes. More to do with fashion.
It is.
Sash likes that.
Sorry,
as well.
I'm upset about that.
Love that one too. You know the what, Gemma? Type. That is the. So three girls get a job at a.
Like, well, how do you know so much about
my
it?
My wife wants
it. Sounds like you're into it, mate.
No, I'm not.
The lady doth protest too much. But Gemma says the bold type, no good.
Yep, unwatchable.
David, what do you got?
Cobra Kai on Netflix.
Really?
Is that the one, the Karate Kid?
Wow.
All grown up.
Yeah, a spin-off. Yeah, I've Danielson fights and yeah.
25 years too late, David.
Pretty much.
Me and my wife have talked about watching it.
Oh, Jack's going a bit of fun.
Sorry, David. It's a bit of fun.
But it's a series. Is it a series?
It is a series, yeah.
I'm over series.
But it's easy to watch. They're very short episodes.
I'm over series.
Just give me a movie. I don't want to watch.
I know. I'm
I don't want to invest. I'll tell you one that I got annoyed me. The one with. It was set in the marshlands in America, and the dude and his wife, he was a drug dealer, and it was like...
Ozark.
The Ozarks.
Yeah.
It started off like a house on fire and just went just downhill real quick. I'm going to put the Ozarks in there, and some people love that show.
That's fair enough. What not to watch?
Anna.
It's an open forum.
This is going to get controversial. What is it, Anna?
Schitt's Creek on Netflix.
Oh, fair play, Anna.
You are.
Fair play, Anna.
You're out of the cool gang.
It is a whole lot of nothing. Like, you're waiting for a climax.
Yeah, I haven't got into it yet.
You're waiting for a climax.
I've not got into it. I want to get into it because people won every bloody award and there's people rave about it.
Too many Emmys.
Jack's giving it the old.
Yeah, my wife tried to make me watch it and I just could not get into it.
Sasha, Schitt's Creek, have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
What about you, Tones and I? Tones and I?
Yeah, I've watched it. I don't mind it. It's one of those ones you watch in the background.
What are you watching at the moment?
It's a comedy. How can you watch that in the background?
Well,
how can you get any of the jokes?
Well, I mean, it's not hard to get the jokes. They're not.
Oh, well, you're saying they're unsophisticated. Won every Emmy.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
Certainly is. And I think it's fair to say, gentlemen, that influencers are some of our favourite people.
Oh, you wait till our next influencer, Husey. How about these for stats? Just started a new. Lash serum. We're going to find out what that is. Also, had their identity stolen by someone from maths.
That's incredible. On the subject of influencers, we did an Insta Live on my Insta at D Husey, and a guy called Bo Brooks was telling us he was going to
sell his things. Yeah.
His stuff. His
used underwear and various. Yeah, what about him?
He's got over 450,000 followers.
What's his act?
I don't know. He's obviously a bit of a rascal. So he was. Well, he said, what was he going to sell his... I can say that we can say
pubic hair.
He was going to sell his pubic hair
and his underwear and his toenails.
Yes.
Yeah.
450,000 followers.
Link to us, bro. Love to have some. Yes. Whatever you do online. Let's join Hype House together. Googled that today.
Hype House.
Yeah.
What's Hype House?
Some awful kids on TikTok.
TikTok's still a thing. They haven't banned it yet, have they?
It's getting close.
Oh, and we were big on TikTok. We were big, weren't we?
Michael, we're going to get back on TikTok.
What happened to our TikTok?
Where's our TikToks?
I was a star.
It's a mega star.
It's Husey and Ed.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Gentlemen, it's time for one of our favourite people.
Yo, what's up, guys?
It's Husey and Ed's influencer of the day.
Mate, fascinating. Here we go. Fashion blogger, got her own lash therapy situation.
I love lashes and I
know you do.
I'm a lash guy.
Yeah, you always have
I look at lashes and go, that looks good. Lashes make people happy, make me happy looking at them.
They frame the eyes, mate.
I think I've got pretty good lashes.
Yeah. I've never noticed your lashes before.
Very pretty.
Thank you, Jack. He's never said anything like that to me before.
It's the first time he's called you pretty, which is nice.
Yeah. So, what about your lashes?
Not
much to them, mate.
Not known for me lashes.
Well, how can we get help with our lashes?
By meeting our next influencer of the day, Emma. I'm going to try here, Spiliopoulos.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Emma.
Did he get your last name pronounced correctly?
Yeah, it was pretty spot on. I'm half Greek, so sometimes it can be a bit hard.
Not if people
take the time.
Take the time to learn it.
Absolutely.
And you did great.
Generally quite thoughtful. Not known to be thoughtful, but I think he is. Although his lashes are disappointing.
Yep. And these are shocking.
Really excited that you're talking about lashes because I've just launched my new business with two of my best friends.
Go on, give it a plug. Give it a plug.
It is Lash Therapy Australia and it is an amazing eyelash serum.
Oh, there we now.
It's a serum.
Can you send me some? I'm going to try some and put it on the socials. Will it make them look nice?
We can.
Yeah, I'm happy to do
can
that.
You, is it, can you? Do you put your eyes in like cups of serum, or how do you get the serum on your?
Listen to this guy.
What do you do? How do you get the serum onto your lashes?
So it's just like with an applicator brush. You just put it on the top of your eyelid. It's quite easy, and it's in a very pink, like gold bottle. So I'm sure that would look great in your bathroom.
Do you admire men's lashes?
I think men have great lashes, better than women sometimes.
Yeah. Which famous man has the best lashes?
Oh, I'm not sure really. A lot, really.
I think Bruce Willis has got good lashes from memory.
I don't know. I feel like I have good lashes. Can I send you a photo of my lashes, and can you help me to make them even better than I think they are?
Yes, you can take a before photo, and then you can use our serum and see how much they grow.
I will be an influencer. Why not?
Well, yes. Have you seen, exactly. Em, have you seen Husey's face at the moment?
Yeah, you need to see it, Emma.
He's having a procedure done.
A skin treatment. I've had chemotherapy on my face. That sounds severe, but that's the truth.
It's preemptive, though. It's good.
It's preemptive to just scrub back all the bad stuff and then get to the good stuff underneath. You'd be into that.
It's nothing serious?
Well, it could be serious if I didn't get it done. It's as Ed said, it's preemptive. It's get rid of the precancerous cells so that we can have a nice, clean face. You'd be into that, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's good then. Yeah, that's a really good thing.
Are you someone who stays out of the sun, Emma?
No.
Yes, I've tried to stay out of the sun. I used to tan when I was younger, but as life has gone on, I've realised how bad and how harsh the sun can be. So I always put sunscreen on now, and I've had my skin checked as well.
That's smart. There we go. That's sun smart.
Can I ask how old you are, Emma?
I am 26.
Yeah, right. Still very young.
In the hitting zone of tanning.
But very young.
Yeah.
I know that.
A lot of people still tan.
You know what was weird, Emma? I was reading a story, I was reading online. Did one of the maths people steal your bedroom?
Yeah, that was in a lot of articles.
What?
I can't remember when that was. I think a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Margarita. She's really lovely, though. We talk every now and then. She had a photo in my bedroom, and everyone knows my bedroom. As I'm a fashion influencer and I have a white bedroom. Everyone knows
it's beautiful. I'm seeing so many photos from that bedroom. Is the ceiling slanted?
Yeah, so it's my parents' house, so my dad built the house, and it's quite unique.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, and she's put up a selfie with her room, and it's your room, and people called her out on it.
Yeah, that was quite funny. But
what was her claim? How did she claim? Did she say, oh, it was all an innocent mistake, or what did she say?
She just said that her friends apparently photoshopped it and it was a bad Photoshop, but we all just had a laugh, and, she's a really nice person. So we talk every now and then, we comment on each other's photos.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's
a very distinctive bedroom, mate. You're going to get caught.
Don't steal other people's bedrooms.
No.
Use your own.
Fine. I didn't really care at all.
You're okay, Emma. Righto.
What a massive following you've got, almost 400,000 followers. You've got the great new lash serum
that we're going to try.
Thank you.
give it another plug in. What's it called?
It is called Lash Therapy Australia. So we have a TikTok as well. We've just posted some videos and it's gone quite well. We're posting some business tips. So people have been really interested and have been watching it. So
business tips.
Yeah, we've posted how we've done our product shots and everything behind the scenes.
I'm going to get involved there.
There we go.
I'm going to get involved.
No, you're not having a lash serum. No one's going to buy. No one's buying Husey lash serum.
They might. They're going to have a lash. And a lash
no
serum.
No one wants to. smear their face.
Yeah, we're going to.
You've got to send me some, Emma. I'm all over it.
You think anyone's going to smear their face in Husey serum? Do you think they will?
I think they will.
Check out Em on Instagram, m.spiliopoulos.
Good on you, Em.
Thanks, Em.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
See you.
Hey, gentlemen, that's it from us.
Yeah, thank you. I've preempted you there, Jack.
That's right.
Tonight, after Junior MasterChef, have you been paying attention? Ed Cavalli killing it as he does.
Yeah, thank you. Good times.
But get the podcast of this show.
Yeah, download the app, which is the Hit app.
The Hit app.
Yeah, get the podcast.
Great fun.
Listen to that tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
From skinny dipping to heavy metal meditation, you can find all kinds of inspiration to improve your well-being with Medibank. There are so many ways we can live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find yours.